Well, Barbara, you know, sometimes we just need to know what the root cause of things are. And I'm thinking about, and I'd like for you to share about the time that Dana, when John was still alive, and she was a little girl, when she started screaming in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. Tell us that story.
And this is one of the reasons why we really want you to hear the voice of God, because sometimes the symptoms would make us think that it's in another area, probably the medical area or an emergency kind of situation, rather than spiritual. But Darren, we've discovered here when Dana was 4 or 5 years old and she would wake up just screaming and holding her stomach. And we were so poor at the time, the emergency room was not even an option. And we began praying. This thing lasted for almost 6 months. And it wasn't every night. But sometimes she'd be sleeping in the car and she'd just wake up just screaming in the back seat after sleeping, taking a nap. And so after this period of time, John and I had been praying. And he, one night, in the middle of the night, around midnight, she did the same thing, just screaming. And Dana, as a little girl, she could scream the most high-pitched, blood-curdling scream you'd ever heard.
She'd been practicing.
Oh, man. And John just leapt out of bed, and he ran to her room, and he says, I'm getting this thing taken care of once and for all. It wasn't a medical thing at all, Darren. It wasn't a psychological thing at all. This girl needed deliverance from an enemy in the spirit. And he went over there and he says, where is this thing? And Dana guided him through it. She said, there's a monster in the corner of the room there. And he spoke to the devil and he said, you get out of my daughter's life. You have no authority over her life anymore. I cut you off and I say, be gone in Jesus' name. And that never bothered her again. She never had a screaming session again. She never held her stomach again.
Well, you know, Barbara, as some of our Christian friends unfortunately say, my child needs therapy. Or they would say, no, they need a drug. Let's give them Ritalin. Let's chill them out here. Well, we've had a number of people come to us with legitimate nightmares and bad dreams. They say, I can't sleep. And I remember one young lady in North Denver came on a Tuesday night. We were having a meeting. She came and she said, Brother Darren, I have these horrible nightmares. I'm born again. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. Why do I have this? And I knew a little bit about her life, but I did ask her. I said, were you ever in the drug culture, drug deal? She said, oh, yeah, I took a lot of drugs. In fact, she said at one point I was so mean the police were even afraid of me. In fact, she gave her that testimony in the air one time. But she said, I have these nightmares. How come? Now, the Holy Spirit gave me an open vision, and it was like I was standing in the Capitol building, and I looked up to the rotunda, and the rotunda would go all the way around the building, and there are all kinds of doors opening up to the rotunda, to the open space. The Holy Spirit says, you need to close doors in the spirit world for her, and you can do that, Darren, and because those doors are still open that were opened by an act of her will when she was taking drugs. Now, you close those doors and she won't have bad dreams anymore. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, let's pray. And I prayed like this. Father, I say, and I'm closing those doors in the spirit world for my friend that's standing here, and I say those doors will never be open again, and the devil can't get through when she is unguarded in her sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, Barbara, that worked. Now, that was an open vision the Lord gave me, but because I could hear his voice and because I've learned to trust my spirit and trust him to give me the accurate information, then I was able to pray a simple prayer for her, and it worked.
Yes, and Valerie isn't part of our lives anymore, but we saw her about a year ago, and she still was free from all of those dreams. And that had been, 6 or 7 years ago when you first, and I believe that's one of the first times I heard you saying to a person as you were praying for him, let's close all the doors to
Amen.
The past.
Amen.
Let's close those. And so.
Now, Barbara, before we go on, that could be a door that you need to close to pornography. Maybe at one time you were saturated in pornography, or you may need to close a door to poverty. Maybe you were raised poor in the church mouse, as they say. You need to close those doors because poverty is a spirit. Or maybe there's just been all kinds of illness and sickness in your family that you're raised in and now with your kids. And why don't you close the door to that and say, uh-uh. Now, see, I've closed the door to cancer. I've said to my body, you will not accept cancer. My grandmother died of cancer. My dad, it's in your family. It's in your family. Genetically, you're going to have it. No, I'm not. I cut off that curse, that root curse, of sickness, infirmity, and cancer, and it will never be in my body. My body is trained to say no, and your body can be trained to say no. Your body can say yes to health and no to sickness.
Well, and you can take a test. The next time you get squeezed in by a situation which is immediate, you have to make a decision now, and see whether you're calm, whether you have peace in this situation, or whether you're just going in all directions, your emotions are just flying here and there. You can test yourself. You can examine your heart to see where you are in the spirit. And there is nothing wrong with telling the Lord, Lord, I need more faith here. I need to hear you more. Help me, Lord. Give me the spiritual prowess I need in the spirit to be able to hear you and know what to do in these situations, Lord, especially if you're a parent. You can't let these emergencies absolutely overcome you right. So that you're screaming and hollering. A parent above all needs to be calm and needs to tell that child, God's going to take care of it. Jesus is going to help us here. And Darren, I believe this scripture, Proverbs 25:28, says, he who has no control over his spirit is like a city without walls. We as adults who have known the Lord Jesus need to have control over our spirits. We cannot allow those marauding bands of evil spirits to come upon us and not allow the devil to steal one more thing from us, Darren. We can't allow that.
You know, I think it's like an old-fashioned record. I was raised with platters, okay? And occasionally a record gets scratched, and whenever it went around, that needle would jump on the record. Or today, if we're talking about tapes, or we're talking about CDs, if there's a scratch on that CD, it's not going to work quite right. Now, I've talked to a lot of people that says, you know, Darren, I have to tell you something. I have nightmares about fire, and I said, well, tell me about fire. Well, it goes back to when I was 7. The neighbor's house burned down. And I've always been terrified of fire. Now, the thing that happened there, and I learned to pray and say, Lord, now what's really going on? He said that little child at 7 was traumatized by the fire trucks and the sirens and all the stuff. Now every time they hear a siren, they think fire. The spirit of fear and trauma paralyzes this person. It's a blip in the old memory file. He said, you know, you can pray away from that way because you know you have the authority to take on the devil and win. And Luke 10:19 says that. You have authority over all the power of the enemy. So I would say to my friend, okay, I tell you what. Holy Spirit is going to take away the fear of fire and that paralytic sense of being strangled, and you're not going to relive that old memory all the time. Now, you might say, well, that's healing of the memories. I don't care what you call it. This adult doesn't have to have that. And that trauma that paralyzes that person so they can't go on. Or maybe I'm talking to a rape victim. They said, I just cannot respond to my husband because I was raped when I was 14. Well, you know, God can deliver you that. Now, here's the deal on hearing the voice of God. What it would happen if we could say, what is the root cause? What motivates this thing? What keeps this thing going there when this person's out 35 years old? This thing happened, you know, 20 years ago. Why are they still tormented? Well, you know, I don't care about the whys, but I just want to get down to the root cause, the root problem, get that sticker out of their hand, so to speak, or out of their heart, so they can go on and live a normal life.
Yes.
And that's why I believe saying all the time, God, what's the root cause? I don't want to go off on a rabbit trail chasing a symptom here, a lying symptom. Like, for example, we talked earlier about that lying symptom that came about your throat. I don't want to take the bait and run down the wrong track. And the devil loves to do that. We spend energy, time, money, and everything else going after the wrong thing. And I've had so many people come to me and say, well, the doctors say. And immediately, I guarantee you, I will be checking with Holy Spirit, is this a true report? Mm-hmm. Is this an accurate rendering? See, I'm standing there, and I do not believe that I can do my due diligence without input from the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes. You know, Darren, a lot of Christians have had failures in their lives. They've had bankruptcies. They've had divorces. In fact, some of you listening maybe have had 2 divorces. And you feel like scum. You really do. You feel like you have failed God. You have failed your friends. You failed the name believer or Christian. And you aren't worth a hill of beans, as some people say, as some old people say it. But I believe that God is able to rebuild. And we see that in the book of Nehemiah. We see that in 2 Chronicles. In fact, in 2 Chronicles 32:5, we